with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis were there. Chris Christie and Vivek Ramaswamy were too, but Donald Trump was not. Last night's Republican presidential candidates debate in Tuscaloosa produced plenty of fireworks, with name-calling and accusations flying back and forth. The winner, former Trump administration official Hogan Gidley.
I don't want to cop out and say Donald Trump, but it's pretty obvious when you don't have to get down in the mud and you can run the issues, run the campaign you want to run. All these candidates are running on his America First policies. So that's a win for the American people, which is good news. But again, I think anyone who stays out of the fray and continues to focus on the people of this country, which he's doing right now, is going to come out better.
The front runner, Mr. Trump, has consistently declined to debate. He does want to debate Joe Biden, though. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans want to make sure you're not forced to buy an EV. They're looking to block more stringent auto emission standards.
Republicans call the rule proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency a backdoor mandate for electric vehicles. It would set the strictest ever tailpipe emission limits for the 2027 to 2032 model years. The EPA says the rule is not an EV mandate, but it calls for up to two-thirds of new vehicles sold in the U.S. to be electric by 2032. That's a nearly tenfold increase over current EV sales and far more than the auto industry agreed to 2 years ago. The House measure blocking the rule now goes to the Senate, where it is unlikely to advance. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Three people killed in yesterday's shootings at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. One person wounded. Police fatally shot the gunman. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 65 points. NASDAQ futures up 32. S&P futures a fraction of a point higher. This is SRN News. Some bad news for America's churches.
According to a new report from the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, houses of worship saw a drop in cash donations last year for the first time in a decade. Most churches did, all save those who regularly bring in revenue of more than $20 million a year. The annual State of Giving survey also reveals that donations to the typical ECFA member did not keep up with surging inflation in 2022. Evangelical leaders are hoping for a rebound this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise, life is changing for Jewish people, even here in the U.S. Rabbis say many families are asking if it's permissible to buy guns for protection, whether it's safe to send their children to Jewish schools, and what to do in case of riots. One 94-year-old Holocaust survivor in Miami tells the AP, "I'm reliving my past." This is SRN News. With 2023 drawing to a close, we have another best-of list, this year's best quotes.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s siblings topped the list with their condemnation of his presidential candidacy, while former New York Representative George Santos came in at number two with the comment that he's not Jewish, but rather Jewish, with Jewish background on his mother's side of the family. Even Barbie, played by Margot Robbie in this year's blockbuster movie, made the list at number five with the question, "Do you guys ever think about dying?" The list is compiled by a Yale Law Library in each year as a supplement to the new Yale Book of Quotations. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
All V-22 Osprey aircraft have been grounded by the U.S. military. The action comes 1 week after all service members aboard an Osprey died in a crash off the coast of southern Japan. Preliminary investigation points to mechanical failure as the cause. More details at SRNnews.com.